attempt calculation as each student places a sticky on his country. Somalia, Brazil, the Sudan, Guatemala. How many times the width of Kansas has been traveled? How many Texas-sized days endured? And at the end, not iftar, breaking the Ramadan fast, or fiesta de cumpleaños, complete with piñata. Nothing familiar, language, food, faces, only a steady diet of the unknown. Still they come, adjust to peculiar odors, harsh noise, decipher curious symbols, build a new rhythm of life. Distance traveled, forgotten.
I had been out photographing on the eastern plains. I loved all the expanse out there. And someone from Fort Morgan told me about the changes that were happening in the community there, the people arriving from Somalia and North and Central Africa, and that it was a big change. And there was some kinds of conflict, for example, on the killing floor in the slaughterhouse. The Muslim workers there found themselves slowing down the process of slaughterhouse work because they had to say a prayer over each animal, and this caused the executives to come in and try to find a solution. And how they solved it was to play the Muslim prayer over the loudspeaker system on the killing floor. And I heard that story and some others that made me think there's something really interesting going on in this town. And I told Hillary about it, and she said, well, if you're going to do it, then I want to come along and write poems about it. This photograph of the girl in the third grade, she was at a school class recital, and it was actually part of a overall music festival that Fort Morgan puts on. And they were on stage, the class was on stage, but it wasn't time for them to perform yet. And so everybody was clowning around, and I couldn't help but notice this one girl who was like totally in the middle of all the third grade busy activity of just fooling around with each other, and how she stood out alone, unique in her looks and perhaps unique in her experience.
And red in a sea of yellow school shirts.
The color possibilities there were so amazing, because it's very rare that you have one image dominated by just one color and then a brilliant red right in the middle of it. So my eye just went there right away.
The book is Prairie Crossroad. It's by Hillary DiPolo, the poet, and Kit Hedman, the photographer. It's being exhibited. In fact, the reception is tonight, First Friday, April 1st, 6 to 9 p.m. at the Abuzz Gallery, 3340 Walnut Street in Denver, in the North Curtis Park or Rhino neighborhood. Hillary DiPolo, this is your slot, Art Scene. What else do you wish to spotlight?
There's always some great things going on First Friday in the city. Also in the Rhino District, the Ice Cube Gallery, which is in the exact same building as Abuzz Gallery, and that will be open this evening. And at Plinth Gallery on Brighton Boulevard, Marie Gibbons will be displaying her wonderful clay figures. She does wonderful things with heads and just terrific work. Also, in the Santa Fe District, Artists on Santa Fe will be featuring Kim Dufford and Dan Sullivan, who are collaborating on large ceramic works that Kim is doing and portraits that Don is doing. And at the Havu Gallery in the Golden Triangle, you can have a chance to meet Sushi and Tracy Felix, who are exhibiting their work at William Havu's gallery. So it'll be an opportunity to meet them and see their terrific work.